Recipes. This month's recipes were submitted by members of the National Association of Blind Rehabilitation Professionals, NABRP. Buttery Toffee Pecan Bars by Pamela Allen. Pam Allen is president of the NFB of Louisiana and treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind. She is also secretary of the NABRP. Crust ingredients. 2 cups flour, 1 cup brown sugar, 1/2 cup butter, softened, 1 cup pecan halves. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Combine flour and brown sugar and cut in the butter, or combine all three ingredients in a food processor and use the knife blade to mix. Press dough into an ungreased 9x13-inch baking pan. Sprinkle crust with pecan halves. Set aside. Filling ingredients. 1 cup butter, 3/4 cup brown sugar, 1 cup chocolate chips. Method. In saucepan over medium heat, combine butter and brown sugar. Bring mixture to a boil. Boil for 1 to 2 minutes, stirring constantly until thickened. Pour over pecans. Bake for 18 to 20 minutes. Sprinkle with chocolate chips. Let sit for 3 minutes until chips are melted. Spread chocolate evenly across the top. Cool slightly before cutting into bars. Enjoy. Shoyu Soy Sauce Chicken by Leah Groupin. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Leah Groupin. Leah Groupin is Acting Director of Services for the Blind in Hawaii and a member of the NABRP Board of Directors. Ingredients: 5 pounds chicken thighs, 3 to 4 cloves garlic, thumb-sized piece of fresh ginger, water. Ingredients for shoyu mixture: 1 cup shoyu, soy sauce, 1 cup catsup, 3/4 cup white sugar. Method: fill pot with enough water to cover chicken. Gently simmer chicken with garlic and ginger for 30 to 45 minutes. Drain almost all the water from pot, return pot to stove and add the shoyu mixture and simmer on low for about half an hour. Broc d'amout, delicious. Cheese Runza by Amy Burrish. Amy is a board member of the National Association of Blind Rehabilitation Professionals. She is also the president of the NFB of Nebraska and a member of the NFB Board of Directors. She works as a rehabilitation counselor for the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Ingredients: 4 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, divided, 1/2 cup sugar, 2.25-ounce packages active dry yeast, 1 teaspoon salt, 3/4 cup milk, 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup shortening, 2 eggs. Note, you can use frozen bread dough, which is much faster. Filling: 1 pound lean ground beef, 2 small onions, chopped, 4 cups cabbage, chopped, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, Velveeta cheese. Method: in a large mixing bowl, place 1 3/4 cups flour, the sugar, the 2 envelopes of yeast, and salt. Combine milk, water, and shortening and heat to 100 to 130 degrees. Pour liquid over flour mixture. Add the eggs. Beat batter with an electric mixer on low until blended. Beat 3 additional minutes on high. Stir in the remaining flour. Knead until smooth and elastic, about 6 to 8 minutes. Place dough in a greased bowl. Cover and let rise in a warm place until doubled, about 1 hour. Meanwhile, brown beef and onions in a skillet. Add the cabbage, salt, and pepper. Cook until cabbage is wilted. Punch dough down. Roll into 12 6-inch squares. Top each square with 1/3 cup meat mixture and Velveeta cheese. Fold into triangles, pinching edges tightly to seal. Place filled pockets on greased baking sheets. Bake at 350 degrees for 20 minutes or until golden brown. Serve hot. Southwestern Squash Casserole by Sheila Wright. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Sheila Wright. Sheila Wright is treasurer of the National Association of Blind Rehabilitation Professionals. Ingredients: 1 pound yellow squash, sliced, 1 pound zucchini, sliced, 1 10-ounce can cheddar cheese soup, 1 4.5-ounce can green chilies, 1/4 cup onion, chopped, 2 tablespoons taco seasoning, 1 large egg, slightly beaten, 1 cup crushed tortilla chips, 1 cup, 4 ounces, shredded Monterey Jack and cheddar cheese blend. Method: steam both kinds of squash over water. Drain squash and pat dry to eliminate excess moisture. Stir together vegetables, soup, and all other ingredients except the shredded cheese, and spoon into a lightly greased 11x7-inch baking dish. Sprinkle the cheese evenly over the top of the mixture. Bake at 450 degrees for 20 minutes or until lightly brown. Deviled Crabs by Melody Lindsay. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Melody Lindsay. Melody Lindsay is the director of the Virginia Rehabilitation Center for the Blind and Vision Impaired in Richmond, Virginia. She is also the president of the National Association of Blind Rehabilitation Professionals. She says that this recipe is excellent any time of the year, but she likes it particularly during the fall college football season. Go Seminoles! Ingredients: 1 pound crab meat, 2 eggs beaten, 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon Tabasco, 1 half cup mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons mustard, 1 half cup saltine crackers, about 10 crackers, 1 quarter cup evaporated milk, 1 half teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoons parsley flakes, butter, paprika. Method: butter saltine crackers and place in warm oven until butter melts. After crackers cool, crush and combine with the other ingredients, which you have mixed together thoroughly. Fill 6 6-ounce greased ramekins with mixture. Brush tops with melted butter and sprinkle with paprika. Bake in a preheated 400-degree oven for 25 to 30 minutes or until golden brown. Serves 6. Portuguese Alcatra by Edward Bell. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Edward Bell. Dr. Eddie Bell is a longtime Federationist, a member of the NABRP Board of Directors, and the director of the Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness at Louisiana Tech University. Ingredients: a 4 to 5 pound chuck roast, 1 cup red Portuguese wine, 3 to 4 slices of bacon, 1 onion sliced, 1 teaspoon butter, 24 whole cloves, 24 whole allspice berries, 4 bay leaves, 3 cloves garlic, 1 half cup water, salt and pepper to taste, garlic powder, onion powder. Method: chop the onions and mash the garlic. Place both in a deep roasting pan. Cut the bacon into small pieces and add it to the roasting pan along with the bay leaves, salt, pepper, cloves, allspice berries, and water. Before adding the meat, sprinkle it with onion powder and garlic powder. Add the meat to the pot and pour the wine over it. Add the butter and cover the pan. Cook at 250 degrees for 5 to 7 hours or longer. Remove the meat to a platter and strain the sauce. Discard cloves and allspice berries before serving.